Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which you watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very awesome guest, the very amazing Jihan Sabir.
Yay!
Thanks for having me on, guys.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I said that right, your name?
Jihan.
Is it like a G or a...
It's like a eh.
Like a Jihan?
Jihan.
Jihan. Yay. Thank you for being here.
We're going to mispronounce your way about 15 different ways
Just don't call me Johan. I have some...
Johan?
Like, I don't like that.
Is that a name? Like Joe?
It's kind of like, you know, Johan, the name Johan.
Oh, Johan.
People think that's what my name is, but it's not.
I email a person named Johan. Johan or somewhere when I'm at work I have to email them. They live in India.
Beautiful.
So we watched an amazing episode, but before we get started, we like to start by asking our guest, what is their Golden Girls background? I know you have one because you were schooling me on some stuff. So go ahead.
What's my Golden Girls background? Oh, well, obviously, I was not alive for part of this series, mm-hmm. or I was very young. Mm-hmm. I got into it later in life. There was a period where my sister became obsessed with Golden Girls, and yes. She bought all the seasons, and we didn't have cable at the time, so we watched Golden Girls all day, Yay. Every day. So I've seen the episodes many, many times. A lot of them, there's a few I've only seen like once or twice. Mm-hmm. But I actually currently watch it on Hulu as well.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's like my go to sleep show.
It is so I pass out.
Do you ever tell time?
So
do you ever tell time by Golden Girls?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, all right. Like, basically, like, you're like, all right, I've got two Golden Girls worth of work to do. Like, or something like that.
Like, that's funny. No, I never.
Like, it's like, two Golden Girls until I have to go to work or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, yeah. Actually, yeah, probably. I probably have done that. I'm like, I'll finish this episode and then it's time to go.
I remember when I used to work, like in the after, like if I had to go into work like at 3 or even 5, that would be a thing. Like, I just want to watch TV before I get up because I didn't like, I want to like not do anything before I go into work, you know? And I just tell time about what I'm watching. Like, oh, 3 episodes of, I can do 3 episodes of House of Cards before I have to get up and get ready for work. All right, let's do this.
Definitely do
No
that.
Facebook, just TV.
I know, I definitely do.
You're
that.
Like, you're like, my, I have to work, but my mind belongs to House of Cards.
Yeah.
I never seen House of Cards.
It's the first season's good. And then after that, well, just like a House of Cards, it crumbles. Oh. And so.
Look at Anthony now, coming. What?
No, for a while, like the last season before the one that just came out was so crazy. And then this season like wasn't as crazy as our current situation, so it's like
they really had to go nuts.
Yeah.
Or they should have gone nuts, like they, like the president is like transgender, like something like that. Like that. like Robin Wright gets a sex change. She does have a mean Adam's apple, I'll say that. Okay. So, I am sorry, Robin Wright fans.
I don't know. I mean, I think if a character could survive being transgendered, which I might be getting in trouble here. I mean, which is arguably a vulnerable population of the United States. I think it could be the very, very glamorous Robin Wright Penn.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. She would kill it.
Okay.
She'd kill it as a dude. And then finally Kevin, sorry, you've never seen it, Kevin Spacey's character is bisexual, so he cannot get the best of both worlds. That's how House of Cards should end. Oh my god, we've solved House of Cards.
Oh, okay. That is, I think, probably next season.
Okay, yay. All right, you're gonna watch it, like, you're gonna watch the first season and you're gonna know what we're talking about. So we watched, I forgot to write down what number this was. It was season 7, episode, I think, 5? It's
four,
titled,
I think.
4? Okay.
Yeah.
Episode 4. And it's titled, That's For Me To Know. And now we finally know why it's titled that way. The original air date, I forgot to write it down as well. I didn't forget. I was just like, I want to get this started. I was like, I don't have time. We're making quesadillas.
It was in the fall and probably 1991, maybe?
Yeah, probably
fall,
like...
Fall 1991, yeah.
Late October 1991. We're just guessing here.
Yeah.
and so, as we do with every episode, before we start recapping, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener that did not get to eat quesadillas and watch the episode with us. So, go ahead, Genevieve.
Well, as the title suggests, this is an episode about secrets. So the first secret is Blanche is putting in a hot tub, mm-hmm. and she wants to do so without a permit. And Rose snitches on her, and the inspector comes out, and the hot tub permit is not a big deal. But he says there are more than, she's renting to more than three people, more than two people. So she has to get a boarder's license and do improvements, which are like $10 or $10,000. So
she has to do improvements, but we'll get into that. But go ahead.
Yes, we'll get into that. Okay. And then the other secret is Dorothy is trying to do her family history and... she finds out that Sophia has been married before and she's very upset.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very upset.
So, yeah.
So that's, and then there's no real C plot. It would be just Rose being a snitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rose knowing a lot about building codes. And also snitching on building codes.
Somehow knowing that you needed a permit to put in a hot tub and then knowing who to call, out of control. Like, how did this happen?
It doesn't sound like you.
And the fact that the inspector, came back to their house. We'll get into this.
God, I know, he's just like, okay. Anybody gone, everyone gone yet, just making sure
who's leaving.
It's 48 hours.
He's the worst. Okay, so we start off with we're in the kitchen. There is a Dreyfus joke. Dreyfus is the fucking dog that belongs to the neighbors from Empty Nest. And so Sophia's like, everyone heard the Dreyfus fucking a flamingo last night outside in the yard.
Yeah, I think she said that exact phrase.
Yeah. Verbatim. That's what she said. Which I would like to see. And then, so they're talking about, Dorothy's talking about the family tree, and then Rose is like, our family tree can be traced back to a brother and a sister. Wow. So, like, which, it's like their own Adam and Eve.
Surprises no one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Did not surprise me at all. Okay, so then Blanche is like talking about the hot tub. And it seems like she's got this hot tub situation going because she wants to, like, fuck the hot tub people that are going to install it. That's what it seemed like to me. Like, well, she would go as far.
Oh, construction workers.
Yeah, the construction.
I think it's just more like bait.
Yeah.
For men. Like, yeah. She would love to host an all men party.
Yeah.
Like, and have all these dudes come over.
Yeah.
In her hot tub. Like, maybe they're not even in the hot tub. She's like in the hot tub by herself, like stroking the water as they watch.
Or she's like she's like mixing the cement. She's like she's trying to like.
Oh, you're talking about the construction. Yeah, I'm just talking about after
the fact.
I feel like she's got the hot tub kind of like a honeypot situation. Like, it's supposed to lure men in, but really, like, she has like a pit in the backyard that like keeps them there. Like, they fall, they can fall into the pit, and they think they're going to the hot tub. Yeah.
She's just keeping them in the pit.
Yeah.
Well, when she came out with her bathrobe, it seemed like she was wearing that swimsuit underneath that Dorothy didn't want to see. Mm-hmm. It seemed, was that bathtub already installed at the hot tub?
No, that was a lure for the construction workers.
So she's like, she's going to entice them while they put the hot tub in.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you guys, like, I'm already in a swimsuit. Like, like, it probably takes a couple days to install a hot tub, right? Like,
Maybe. I don't know. I think it depends on what kind you get. If you get an in-ground one, it probably takes longer than, like, an above-ground one.
Oh, okay. So maybe they could just get it done that day and just get it on.
I mean, if she's like doing an above ground one, like all they'd really have to do is like plug it in and like connect it to plumbing. Yeah.
I wish we had seen the hot tub in its situation.
Well, it was overshadowed by the whole living situation.
I know. Like, we never went back to it and we never found out. So then like when she does come out, that's like the next day, and like then there's someone at the door. Wait, there's a whole box scene first, I think.
With Sophia and Dorothy.
And so they're like in the living room and they're going through more photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's a box that is so tiny. Like, how would you even know there are photos in there? Like, it's a box like that you can't. Like, why would that box even be out there? Like, how does she, you know, like, she went in for the, like, oh, maybe there was, like, a box full of photos, and the box was
maybe
in that box.
Maybe it said secret photos on the side. So.
It says, that's for me to know photos.
Wasn't it, like, it was just, like, a box full of old stuff. And Sophia had the box and the stuff.
Okay. All right.
And then Dorothy was going through it to look for, like, old family photos, and she finds this box.
Right.
And Sophia's like, oh, you don't need to look at that.
You don't need to fucking look at that.
She should have just told her vibrator was in there. And then Dorothy would have been like, ah.
Her boxy flat vibrator. So then
she's got a bullet.
Oh, a bullet? Yeah, oh, a little one? Yeah. Little guy. Yeah.
She's a small woman.
I'd be afraid. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, the bullet is just for the clit, right? You just put it on the clit. I think.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's like a metal jackrabbit like thing. Anyway, I don't know. I'm the last person that's why I'm guessing. That's why I'm asking you. Hispanic jumping beans, she said that were in there.
She said Mexican jumping beans. And she's like, Ma, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Hispanic jumping beans.
Oh, yeah. PC. The original dildo.
Boop boop.
Yeah. they're real Mexican jumping beans are real, right? Like, you just, you know, you shake them or something, or you wet them and they start popping, right?
Yeah, something like
that. I remember buying them. And then,
are they in Mexico? Is that why they call them Mexican?
Yeah, well, they're beans. I think all beans are Mexican.
What?
beats all around the world. Mexico doesn't have some kind of monopoly on beans.
But they started the beans, right? They came from Mexico or no? Or they?
I don't fucking know. I don't have a bean history.
A bean history book.
I don't, right. Like, I didn't study the history of beans.
I'd say that arguably Mexico has a lock on beans.
You think so? I think people just commonly associate them.
Yeah, kind of like people say Idaho's potatoes, but they're all over the Midwest as well. That kind of thing.
Well, I mean, everywhere has beans. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
All throughout them islands, girl. All they eat beans in Asia too.
Yeah, they did, huh?
They do.
Yeah, they do. They did.
They still do.
Okay. They stopped beans.
You never had like a bean paste dumpling?
No.
Like, or they do like the buns with the bean paste.
Like, is that an Asian or Southern?
It's Asian.
Asian? No, Asian. I never had that.
Yeah. Japanese.
People would call that fusion today. We're like, oh no, they had beans, bitch. Mexico had rice, you know, Spanish rice. Everybody had rice. People stop pigeonholing food into geography. Okay. So, So the city inspector comes in. Well, he knocks. He doesn't just walk in. And he's like this basic fucking old white dude that's just like, oh, no, wait. He doesn't come in. He comes out from the back. Oh, no, I forget what's going on. But
yeah, he goes to check the back. The lanai, as she calls it. And they're coming from there. And he's like, oh, Rose, you're off the hook. You know, the permit's only $40.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Remember? Oh, yeah, because Rose went and, like, made Dorothy feel guilty about the box, trying to open the fucking box with a butter knife or a bobby pin. And then, like...
You forgot the best part.
Which one?
Remember when she finds the box? She's like, I was just playing under my bed.
Oh, yeah. She was playing under my bed. Oh, I found the box. I was playing under my bed, and then this box disappeared. Sophia went and put the box under Rose's bed. This is the safest place to put it. Okay. But I bet you when like Sophia walked in, she's like, someone's in here, and just hides. She's just like like a child. And so then Dorothy, Rose comes out, and he's like, yeah, the permit's $40. Good for you. Does that sound right, Genevieve?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, for like a hot tub, I would assume it's not that much. I mean, if it were like an extension onto your house or something like that, it would be like, I don't know, thousands of dollars. But
It was 91. We're in Florida. There's different laws.
Yeah, hot tub laws are looser in Florida, probably.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
This was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, 25
years ago. 40 sounds like a lot.
Yeah, that's probably a lot.
For 20 years ago?
Yeah, but for older white ladies, maybe that's like, cancels out.
$40.
And so then the dude's like, so then there's shit there's like shit that Sophia and Dorothy have outside. And so he's like, because they're going through photos, and he's like, is somebody moving in? Like, why do you want to know? You know?
Right. Keep it moving. Aren't you here for a hot tub?
You're here for a fucking hot tub. Fuck you, dude.
So inquisitive. Nosy.
No, super nosy. Yeah. And so then they're like, no, Rose is like, no one's moving in. We're all basically stacked on top of each other. And I'm like, no, you're not. You each have a room.
I know.
Like, what the
I think in the when the show first came on, they tried to do it like it was like a 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom. They had Dorothy and Sophia together, and then like all of a sudden the house got bigger, like, and they never they never brought it up again.
Yeah, there was 2 master bedrooms, I think.
Because they were like fighting over. I remember it was like Rose and Dorothy. Fighting over
a room, Rose and Dorothy, and then all of a sudden there's a 4th room.
You remember that?
Yeah, I will say that they have a lot of out of town guests, and they don't have a guest bedroom. So can you hear me?
She's messing up.
Genevieve, say that one more time. You cut off a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I will say they have a lot of guest bedrooms. They have a lot of, I mean, I'm sorry. They have a lot of out of town guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But usually Sophia will bunk with Dorothy and the person will sleep in Sophia's room. But the fact is they all have their own room.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they sleep in Dorothy's room, but they all have, I think the house is like, what are he's like, the improvements are $10,000.
For what?
What are you improving? Are you adding a room? Like, are you widening a corridor?
Yeah, they didn't say, like, what the improvements are. He just eyeballed it from the doorway. He was like, oh, you need $10,000 worth of improvements.
Wait, just looking at $10,000. I wish they had, like, a talent show.
This was a Disney. It was like, it almost became a Disney Channel movie where they're trying to raise $10,000.
Yeah, we're gonna lose the house. They didn't have that kind of.
We're gonna lose the clubhouse, and where will we go during the summer while our parents are trying to fuck in the house?
Yeah, it's funny because like it's interesting. The show, like when it first came on, certain things about it were, you know, what they were, and then they just figured it out and they changed that shit, but they never talk about it. Remember in the beginning they had a house man.
Maid. He died, I think. They killed him. He's in the basement. Coco's still chained up down there. They go down there and shove stuff up his ass periodically. Poor Coco.
I was like, what happened to him? Because remember Sophia make all these gay jokes about
Season 8 was probably like when they discover Coco's dead body. And they all have to go to, like, jail.
He's wearing a sequin blouse. Yeah. Like.
He's a sequin blouse with a skeleton.
I'm surprised the inspector didn't find him.
The inspector, right?
Yeah.
This dude is like so. He's so good at his job. He's inspecting even what's not asked of him.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck is? He doesn't even look at leases. He doesn't look at contracts. He doesn't look at
timestamps.
He doesn't provide a sheet that tells you what. Like nothing. There's nothing.
To be fair, I don't think Sophia's paying rent. I think Dorothy's paying her rent.
Dorothy's paying her
rent. So basically,
two people are paying rent. Yeah, like three.
Yeah, she's renting two.
And
then she could just be like, "Oh, Sophia is my friend who I let just live here as a guest."
Why couldn't they just say that 2 of them live here for free? You know.
Yeah. Sophia's visiting or something.
Exactly. Well, because Rose is lying. Can't lie. Remember, she can't lie. That even though she lied about her nose job. Remember?
Yeah, she lied about her fucking nose job that one time.
She had a nose job.
She was Scandinavian nose. Sometimes it's long and pointy. I'll save this for later, but. I was going to say something, but we'll save it. so now they're like in money raising mode. They're trying to figure out what to fucking do. And so they're out in the lanai. They're like throwing each other under the bus.
I know. Like
they can't get it together. They're saying, whose fault is it? It's Rose because she's a fucking dumbass who fucking told that we're living together.
It's really
like,
Rose's
like
fault.
Like tuna in a can, in a tuna can, the sardines.
Right.
Sorry. Like just stuck, you know, not being, not we're like in a slave ship, basically. That's what they described it as.
Four white women in Miami on a slave ship.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, this is so uncomfortable, guys. this is the equivalent.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm black.
Oh, I didn't know.
So I have very little empathy in that.
Yeah, very little empathy in shit.
No, it's so funny. Like, fucking Rose is trying to flip the blame. No, bitch. Like, you're the one who fucked up. We have all good in here. It was so good. We're getting a hot tub.
You're like, that shit doesn't happen to black people.
No, it doesn't. Because we know how to keep our fucking mouth shut. Like, dude. I don't know anyone who doesn't have more than the amount, like, living in their house.
I know.
Like, you're like, you always have an illegal amount of people living in your house.
Always.
But you just say, oh, that's my cousin. They're visiting.
Right. Yeah.
You're not telling the inspector.
Oh, I'm Mexican. Believe me. I know.
Right. Mexicans know. They all about it.
We had illegal immigrants living in our trailer when we were growing up. Like, that it was fucking sense. Crazy.
And we don't say shit.
Yeah.
We know how to keep our fucking mouth shut.
I remember, like, we had a fucking lady, Lupe or whatever, and she would, like, always be crying because she just got here from Mexico and, like, didn't know what
she
to
would
do.
Always be crying. Yeah. Wait, how many times did you save this woman?
Oh, I don't know. I was just like, I'm sorry.
She kept going back and coming back.
Yeah.
She kept going back to Mexico, climbing the fence.
Yeah. We were not living, like, in, in the trailer, and, like, trailers next to us will always get busted because there would be, like, 20 immigrants like living in them, and I'd be like, and so like this, like one month you'd be like, oh, they're still there, and then next month like, oh, it's empty again. Okay, like it happened like fucking.
How many would you guys house?
We didn't have like, we had like a like fam, like we had women and their kids and stuff, but like one family at a time.
Okay, so that's like, smarter.
Yeah,
than
like
these people,
a thousand. You know?
Do you think people were monetizing on those people, like making them pay to stay in the trailer?
Yeah they were.
Like 20 people in a trailer, like it's overcrowded when there's like 4 people in a fucking trailer.
Yeah.
So like 20 people, we're all standing.
Maybe,
right?
I'll say there were like 10.
Okay,
10 or 12.
Even so, that's a lot.
It's fucking crazy.
No. I always watch, like, I think of those tiny houses. Like, those tiny house programs. And, like, basically, it's fine when it's, like, a couple. But, like, when it's a family or, like a family of, like, with, like, 4 kids that wants to move into, like, 400 square feet, that always freaks me out. I'm like, oh, come on. No.
Teaching
you
your
don't
kids
want
to be
that.
Minimalist, man. Kids don't want for anything because it'll betray you.
Genevieve, have you heard, as a real estate agent, have you heard of, like, having to do improvements, just vague improvements to rent out a house? Like,
you know,
like what?
I don't know what kind of improvements he would need, I guess. Like, that's the thing is, like, and just the fact that he just said, oh, yeah, it's just $10,000. Like,
I know, some arbitrary
number. I don't
know.
That's insane. Yeah, no, I would have asked, I would have been like, I want to see a price list, or, you know, I don't know.
That doesn't work for the plot, though.
Yeah.
That guy probably.
These are writers. Like, the writers, they did not give a fuck. It was like, this is not important. We just need a conflict.
Yeah, we just need.
They're like, what's a large amount of money?
$10,000.
Their solution, though, to it was, like, kind of thoughtful. Like, basically where basically, like, Dorothy proposes that instead of paying rent, they become, like, part owners.
Yeah.
What I didn't understand was, why didn't just 2 of them become part owners?
I know.
Owners?
Why would they give Sophia the money? Yeah. She's going to die.
Yeah.
She's on her way out,
die?
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was 2 people she could rent to. Not everybody had to get in the title.
I,
like,
think it was her. It was to show that
she
you
cared.
Guys, you are my family now.
Yeah.
The that's family.
So, that's so like the end of Raisin in the Sun. Like, you guys,
we're
a
family.
I have a little plant. That didn't make sense to me. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, Sophia, you're not getting land. I wish they would have told her, like, no, ma, not no, you. Ma,
you're not getting shit.
You don't pay shit in this house. You're not even bringing food stamps to this house. You know she's not paying rent, y'all. She's on. She's living on What is she living on? Not even retirement. She didn't have a job before.
She didn't have a job. And if she is bringing food stamps,
she's on Social Security.
Rose is eating her fucking food stamps food, and that's illegal, right? Like, she's already lying there. So get it together.
Rose has a job.
Yeah, Rose has a job. So she finds out. So Dorothy finds out. She tells, I think, Rose or Blanche or both that she found out that her mom was married to a dude before her dad and kept it a secret, which is like, I mean,
whatever.
Get over
get
it.
Get yours, mama.
How old are you?
Yeah. It'd be different if it was like if Salvador wasn't her dad or something. That's another story. But it's like this: you thought your mother was not shacking with nobody before your dad. How nice of you.
Yeah, or if it was like a guy that she was with while she was with Salvador.
Obviously not, because the photo was clearly taken in Italy, right? Like, that was an obvious thing, because it had the year on it, and she knows when her mother came to America.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
And there's also the Italian flag in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were all eating spaghetti.
There's two people in it. She's in her wedding dress with shoveling spaghetti in her mouth.
There's a guy just tossing a pizza in the background.
And they're playing "That's Amore."
Give me now. Give me now. Kiss the bride by eating one strand of spaghetti.
And then, she did call him Tramp at the end of the episode. I know. She did.
The ring is just a meatball. They cut a hole through it. Oh yeah, she did it. Here you come, you tramp. Like,
yeah, she called her a tramp at the end.
That's
out of control. And so then, so they do this like voting thing.
Oh shit,
dude, fuck. Yeah,
I was like, that's the original Survivor right there. Like, they're voting one of these girls off the island. Put their tiki torch out.
But then, like, isn't like two of them supposed to leave? They voted one person out.
No, but how are you gonna vote Dorothy out? If Dorothy leaves, Sophia, your ass leaving too. How are you gonna pay rent? I'm not paying your part of the rent.
Do not understand.
From not living here, you know?
Yeah, how is she?
You can go back to Shady Pines.
Or she's gonna go live somewhere else and still pay for Sophia's rent.
Right, like, that's ridiculous.
No, God.
So, put Dorothy.
So two can rent, but one's leaving. You still have a third person you need to fucking deal with. Like,
If one leaves, she can rent up to two people, is what it was. So it can't be four of them. It could be three of them.
So, okay, so one, but there's...
Only one had to leave.
Only one had to leave.
Yeah, because you can only rent to two
Rose,
people.
Dorothy.
If you want to rent more, more than two.
For some reason, I was counting one extra.
Who?
I don't know.
It's
Coco in the basement.
Coco's still on the lease.
Try this. He's fucking the flamingo on the lawn. He's got to pay for some shit.
Yeah.
If he's going to fuck our birds.
I know. Maybe that's why Blanche got all heated. She saw that dog humping that flamingo. She's like, Anita.
Was Richard Dreyfuss ever on the show? It made me think of that.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Was he ever on the show?
I don't know. Was he Genevieve?
I don't think so. I don't think Richard Dreyfuss was. I think
he was
too big
Richard
of a star at this time.
What if it was Richard Dreyfuss humping the flamingo?
Now that I'd pay to see. Mr. Holland's opus? What are you doing? This isn't part of the music lesson.
Oh my
God. I'm not going to lie. That would be awesome.
That would be great. So good.
that happen?
This is kind of a fun fact, but I wrote my PSAT essay on Mr. Holland's Opus.
Oh my god,
no way.
Really? Yeah. That's a good movie, you guys. I love that movie. It gave me a love of deaf people I've never had before.
I never saw that movie.
Oh, we have to watch that movie. It's so good.
It is yeah, I have to say the son is a very handsome deaf dude.
Oh yeah, he's hot.
Yeah,
he looks like
I'm
a
down
deaf,
for hot dead dudes.
Because didn't he have the long hair? Because it was like the 70s, right? Because he loved the Beatles and shit. I remember, or he liked the Rolling Stones or something, and he had like long hair. He looked like
long hair and dead go together.
And deaf.
Deaf.
He was deaf.
Oh, I thought you kept saying dead.
No, he was deaf.
He's a dead dude.
Like, deaf. Oh my god, Anthony, being deaf does not mean you're dead.
I'm sorry, I'm deaf. I can't hear when you say.
I mean,
deaf
you are dead to the hearing world, but you're still alive physically.
I kept thinking that this is about the hot dead dudes.
No, it's okay. They won't hear this. They won't hear this.
I was into it. I can't even hear. I can't even hear a person in the room. So you think I can hear you?
You guys, hold on. I just want to give a quick. I actually really love the deaf community.
Yeah.
They hold a special place in my heart, and I'm continuing to learn sign language day by day. So.
Yeah.
These are just jokes.
Okay, I thought you were real.
He really is deaf in the movie.
I love the dead community.
Well, the whole thing is like this man is a music teacher, and he can't share the one thing he's passionate about with his son because his son is deaf. And that struggle.
Baby.
Yeah, it's a huge struggle for him. Their relationship is very sordid.
Wow.
It's very good.
I need to see this thing.
Also, Mr. Holland is getting pushed out of the school by sports. Music.
That too.
Music
he's got some other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're always trying to cut the arts.
Cut the arts. Yeah. I cut the arts movies good. Yeah.
I cut the arts movies. Yeah. That should be a genre. Shoot.
It is, isn't it?
I don't think so. No? I don't think they have like a budget cut genre.
They should.
Wait.
I think Glee was all like. Budget cut.
No,
genre,
dude, on Netflix.
Because they almost lost the Glee Club 20,000 times.
They did. Yeah. On Netflix, they have a genre. There's a genre on Netflix called irreverent buddy comedies.
I love it.
I was like, what? Who's coming up with these genres? Can you imagine? I would love to have that job. Like, genre maker.
It's like sneaky pig erotic thrillers.
Super specific. It's like super specific.
Mine had started doing strong female lead movies, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. And I
that could be in genre.
I was like, oh, this is good.
I wish they had like movies about, it's like inner city youth get saved by a white teacher who's struggling in their personal lives.
I want to see like a teacher just go in there and fuck shit up. Just like,
isn't that bad teacher?
Yeah. Okay.
Like bad that teacher, that kind of thing.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, kind of like.
But they end up teaching each other.
They always do. Like School of Rock, he was kind of a bad teacher.
He
kind of
fucked shit up.
But then he kind of turned it around.
Yeah, he made them fun.
Well, they were smarter than him.
Yeah. Okay, so we got on a tangent.
Like a mad tangent.
Mad tangent. Okay, so so then. Dorothy goes into Sophia's room, and she's like, she's fucking, no, this is the last scene. No, before that, they're in the living room, and so after the survivor moment, they were like, Dorothy comes up with an idea, and so that the idea is that she should Blanche should sell part of the house to each of them, and Blanche doesn't want to because that would mean that she's, oh, so first she's like, oh, sure, then I'll just pay for your college and pay for your food. And
she took it mad serious, like, yeah, mad offense to, like, that even suggestion.
Yeah, she was like, this is not cool, guys.
Look, she's like, bitch, we're not trying to shake you down. Yeah. We just want to stay where we at, man. Like, right, she could have sold them a very small equity for, like, something. Like, they could have used to pay
$100.
Yeah, or something super small.
Yeah, she had to sell, like, split the house into fours.
Yeah, she thinks they're really going to take her for her house.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Sophia Bright would. Sophia would. But I don't know.
Sophia would.
They should never get that bitch stuck.
So the, yeah,
they could have done like some kind of like trust or something like that. Like basically where they could all be like limited partners or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make like that. Yeah. Yeah. Blanche was just
and
like,
and then
I love how she got so offended. I'm like, you mean that same husband who faked his death and then came and then came back?
But that was a dream.
No, there's another episode later where it was true.
Oh shit.
Oh. He's not dead.
Wait, in the seventh season?
Dude, you don't know
this? Is this coming up? I must have mixed the two episodes.
I don't remember which season it is, but there is a dream sequence where he's like, George is alive. And then she wakes up and she's like, oh, I miss him. And then
I know.
Literally,
and then she like masturbates back to bed.
Probably.
Bed. Yeah.
Ooh, oh my God. Out of all the women, who do you think is the best masturbator? Dorothy.
I would say it has to be Dorothy.
It has to be Dorothy. Yeah.
She's, well, Sophia's got that bullet. So.
You're right. I'm forgetting about Sophia. Don't count Sophia out. Listen, I imagine Sophia masturbates with like a salami.
Rose with herring.
Rose and herring.
Yeah. And Blanche doesn't. She just gets slayed. She's never masturbated.
They should have did an episode about masturbation. It would have been very interesting. Like if Blanche was like really prudish about it, because she's just used to getting fucked all the time.
Yeah.
And then what if they're like, well, Rose, why you don't service yourself? Yeah, so,
Genevieve, has there been a conversation about masturbation in Golden Girls? I forget if there has.
I don't remember if there
I
has.
I don't remember.
I don't think I'm trying- so.
You know what? I'm trying to think if there was like they had a conversation about they've had conversations about sex for sure, because there was one in like the first season.
No oral either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No oral. No oral.
Happened.
No masturbation. Yeah. Definitely no anal sex. Yeah.
Right. No anal sex.
We're just now talking about anal
sex. We're just talking about anal sex now.
Yeah. Anal sex is kind of having a moment in 2017. I feel like it's, I feel
you mean because the country's being fucked by the president?
Right. So
cool.
So, and it was weird. Like, okay, so then Blanche gets offended, and then the next day, it's been okay. 48 hours for someone to move out is ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't there some kind of law that you have to give them notice? Like you have to give them much time
to like
evacuate.
It's like 90 days or something for a squatter.
It has to be
like,
right.
Squatters, right? I think it's even like you
squatters
have
squatters get so many rights.
To move
what
out.
The fuck's up with that?
Yeah,
like they get more rights than black people.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah, like if like even to get kicked out of a house because you're not paying rent, it's like 90 days or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, no, I love how he stops by. First of all, Dorothy does not close the door because Rose is like, I'm leaving. I'm sorry. Don't try and stop me, Dorothy. And then she leaves the door open, and then this nigga just walks up to the door. Well, who's leaving?
I know. He just walks in.
Who are you?
Oh, my God. And yeah, who the fuck is
and
this
who
guy?
Comes to this? Who comes for an inspection or whatever in shorts? Like, he was wearing
Yeah. Get it together, dude.
I know it's Miami, but that's unprofessional.
It's unprofessional.
It was very unprofessional.
He's probably... So, I will say, in his defense, he probably has to, like, get under houses and get on roofs and stuff like that.
Still.
So, yeah.
No, still. They look a certain way. Still.
No. He should be wearing.
He's
like,
dressed like a manager in the first
he
episode.
He should be wearing like a jumpsuit or
yeah,
something.
Or something like that.
He has to climb
coveralls.
Like that.
That's what they call them. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're an inspector. You're not inspecting a kitchen.
No, he really came over there for the hot tub.
Dude.
He's on a polo and shorts.
She's still. Okay, so then. So then Blanche comes. So they're like, no, Rose is leaving, no, Dorothy's leaving, and they can't decide. And then Blanche comes out of nowhere, and she's like, no one's leaving.
She overheard her conversation, yeah. I guess. She's like, we're family, Mr. I don't know his last name.
Yeah.
Mr. Inspector Man.
Oh, yeah. Dorothy's still fighting with Sophia, and they keep, like, calling each other, like,
oh, yeah, they were calling
animals.
Each other names. She's like,
yeah,
snake.
Squid or whatever, or snake. Grasshopper or ground, ground.
All
butt.
The animals, dude.
All the animals. Venom,
the whole Chinese
tarantula.
Zodiac.
Yeah, the Chinese zodiac.
Ox.
Ox. And like, oh my, and so Blanche saves the day, and she's like, oh, okay, so we're all gonna like split. We're gonna fucking split this title, and then the guy's
He's
just like
okay,
okay,
and then
you
leaves.
Got me. He leaves. Never to be seen again.
No, listen, remember? Blanche invites him to the hot tub when it's ready.
Why would she do that?
Because
she just
still
almost,
likes dick.
She still almost... Okay, if a dude tries to destroy your family, you don't reward him with pussy. You know?
No.
That's not how her pussy thinks.
Yeah, her pussy doesn't think like that. But that's just me. I would like... I was kind of like, don't give him pussy. Give someone else
it
pussy.
It makes no sense for him to get anything, ever.
Yeah.
Why are you here, dude?
Why is that dude? Yeah.
Isn't that a different department? I have to imagine that there's got to be different branches in this fucking city.
Yeah.
In the city government office.
We don't even know. We didn't see a badge.
This is like Pawnee or something.
Miami is a Pawnee. So Sophia and Dorothy are still like mad at each other. So Dorothy goes into her room. This is the last scene.
The tag.
And so Sophia confesses that it was like an arranged marriage.
Oh.
But she was never in love with him.
Clearly an arranged marriage.
Oh, I forgot to say that they've been like doing recordings of like their stories.
Right. Recording stories.
Yeah. Like a living photograph.
There's no way that her grandkids are listening to that.
Yeah, like they're not gonna do it.
Why? Yeah. Why do you think? I would love if my grandparents did that. I would think it was awesome because my grandparents are dead. So I would, and I've never heard. There's two grandparents. My dad's parents. I don't know what they sound like at all. That would have been awesome if they recorded themselves.
You would have listened to it.
Hell yeah, I would.
Okay. Just me. I don't know.
You creeped out.
You wouldn't listen to your grandparents talk about like the war and stuff.
I think it's cool. I like history though, to be fair.
Yeah. I would listen to it. I found out that like my mom's like grandparents mm-hmm. were like they lived through the Mexican Revolution and they like awesome. And they were fucking like crazy warriors.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and like they like lived in a cave because they got ran out of town by like the fucking Spaniards.
You come from cave people?
Yeah, I come from
Holy
cave people.
Shit.
And like, well, in the mountains in the caves of Mexico.
Yeah,
and so like my
yeah.
My great grandma had a bunch of kids that died. Like
didn't
when
all
they,
of our
when
grandmas.
They, yeah,
except, my great grandma had a bunch of kids that died too.
Yeah, and one of them survived, and that was my grandma.
Beautiful.
And so, aww. And then
it was meant to be, Anthony.
Yeah, I know, right? And then, but she's a bitch. She stole she stole all their money and all that stuff. And so she. Because they ended up becoming like these heroes of this town, mm-hmm. like when they won back the land or whatever.
All these accolades and shit.
Yeah, so they had all this gold in Mexico, and my grandma just stole it all.
What?
And so,
but did you get any of that gold? Did that filter down to you?
Oh, that no, that gold
what happened to that
is in Mexico,
oh.
And it's going. She probably spent it all already, but she had a bunch of kids, and those kids are getting whatever gold is left. I think. Anyway.
God damn.
I know. It's fucking
just what you think
a
you got to come up.
Story.
Someone stinks it.
There's some weird thing going on in my family about gold. Anyway, so just another tangent of many.
Oh, I love
so,
tangents.
Yeah. I'm sure the listeners love tangents. If you've made it this far, guys, so she confesses that it was an arranged fucking marriage and shit. And so, and they call him Guido, and his name was actually Guido. Like,
yeah, it's an actual Italian name.
Yeah, but it's also like Italian people, dude, right?
Well, I think people like, use it, they started using it as a slur at some point in America when Italians were immigrants here. Mm-hmm. But that's an actual name. Don't you know the comedian Guido?
Yeah, the Guido dude.
Yeah, I forget his last name.
I just called him.
He looks nothing like
an Italian.
No, but he doesn't look like a stereotypical Guido guy.
He's like a nerdy dude.
Yeah, he looks like just a tall white boy.
Yeah.
Like a tall, nerdy white boy.
Yeah, tall, nerdy white boy.
But his name is Guido.
Yeah. Guido Starelli or
Santarelli?
Whatever. Santarelli. Yeah, super Italian.
He does not look Italian.
Yeah, he's got to like correct. He's probably correcting with his appearance. Like, he's like, all right, I've got enough like Italian like on me. Like, I have to like not look Italian. Like, I can't eat salami in public.
That's hilarious. No, you should always have a salami cheese plate with him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, some pasta. And
some mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Oh, do you want some mozzarella? I have some in my pocket.
Here's my mozzarella.
Well, he's mozzarella. Not like, he's like not really dark, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he has like olivey skin. His eyes are a little lighter. That's why he doesn't look. He doesn't look like a stereotypical Italian.
He's a handsome looking guy.
Yeah, he's a good looking person.
Yeah, person. Yeah. Okay. So then, like, she didn't like him. Like, he was supposed to take care of his family business. And she's like, Dorothy's like, what was the family business? Getting even.
They're perpetuating negative stereotypes to the Italian people, specifically Sicily.
So what Dorothy does, she grabs the recorder. Well, she's like, I'm embarrassed. So Sophia's like, I'm embarrassed because I dishonored my family. And then Dorothy like switches it around like the fucking, you know,
Rhoda.
Person that got a grad degree does. And like,
and then there's mom.
Right.
It was a mod moment.
It was a mod moment. And so she's like, you're exactly right. And she says, my mother was a feminist, like, super early on. She fought against, like, ideals that imprisoned women, like, at the very early age and stuff like that.
Women were property.
Yeah, women just not want to be property. And so then Sophia's like, I'm so fucking proud of you. Thank you so much. And then they hug after a weird moment of not hugging. Yeah, and so...
And then she calls her a tramp.
Yes, then she calls her mom a tramp and hugs her.
If I called my mom a tramp, I'd get a backhand.
Come here, you tramp. Why would you say that to your mom?
And she's like, oh, pussycat. I love you. She's like, you're not expecting a hug, are you? Come here, you tramp.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess you have to wait for your parents to get senile enough
to call
that you can
tramp.
Call whatever you want.
Senile enough where you can just fucking call them cunts. That's the goal.
And then there's mud.
And then there's mud.
If it's 2017, we can talk about tramps. We can talk about tramps and cunts and anal sex.
I think if I call my mom a tramp, she would laugh because it doesn't hold the same power it does.
Right.
Yeah. I think my mom would laugh. Yeah.
I think my mom would be like, what's a tramp?
You know what it is.
Like, you know what it is, mom. Or I'll be like, or I'd have to tell her, oh, I mean slut.
Uh-huh.
And she'd be like, yes, I am slut.
Jess, I am sorry.
That's totally something my mom would do. So I think we did it. Did we miss anything, guys?
I mean, it's pretty two-story plot point here.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. So this comes out on September 13th. Is there anything that you'd like to promote, or where can people find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at JIHANNANCY.SAMABIR on Instagram.
Yay.
It's the same on Twitter and right Facebook. On.
And you're running
a
show, right?
Yeah, I'm running a mic. I run an open mic on Fridays, 6 to 8, Toasted and Roasted on Melrose in Hollywood.
I've been there once.
You have?
Not to the mic, but...
Oh, great.
Well, I tried to sign up for a mic on a Wednesday. Is that the one? No.
It's the same place, different day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're talking about Mark Boyd.
Mark Boyd? Okay. Well, I didn't get on that, so...
It's fine.
Not promoting Mark Boyd. Just kidding. And Genevieve, where are you going to be after September 3rd, and where can people find you online?
All right. Well, you can find me at Genevieve Rice. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I've got a couple shows coming up. I have... first of all, on the 21st, I have Bird City Comedy Presents Jazz and Jokes, where it's basically comedy and jazz together. It's going to be the first initial show of that. It's going to be at the Nash in Phoenix.
They play jazz while you do stand up, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. So, and then the 23rd, I have I'm doing a benefit called Comedy Avengers. It's an anti-bullying show. So that's going to be at the Alwyn House.
Oh, I love Alwyn House.
Yeah. Should be cool. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
I also, yeah. So, yeah, I think that's about it.
Yay. And I am at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm going to be at the Big Pine Comedy Festival September 14th through the 16th. And that's in Flagstaff, Arizona. So if you're a person of Flagstaffness, come out and see me or Genevieve or any. We're doing a live Thank You for Being a Podcaster too on Friday.
Oh, how fun.
Friday morning?
Yeah, Friday morning.
Yeah. And so come on out. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast has a Twitter. And it's at Thank You for Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. Also at TIFBAP on Instagram. Music is by Brian Korkonak and Mike Dennison. For those of you who are following along, the next episode is Season 7, Episode 5. And I forgot what it's titled, but the thumbnail was A Man Wearing Pearls. So that's going to be interesting.
Don't clutch your pearls, ladies.
Don't clutch your pearls, ladies. That's the name of the episode. And thank you, Jihan, for being here again.
Thank you for letting me come.
Yeah. Yay. And awesome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a beautiful day and or night. Good night. Bye. Yay.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.